Yeah, bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker. Bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Welcome to the Caldivian, you cock-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Let's get to it.
Welcome to enos.podme.com. Exciting news in comedy this week. A comedian did what comics are supposed to do and made a ruckus. Oh, that Ricky. This Ricky Gervais.
Y'all will gas any shit up. I'm not doing that 2020. No. Go ahead. Keep going.
I almost feel like a mom when I see a comic do something that's even just a little bit exciting. I'm like, yes, you're doing it. You're getting there.
Okay. Let's keep this real. Okay.
Keep it 100.
This dude got paid $100,000. Now, last year...
He probably got more money than anyone. He got the office. British and fucking American. He had Idiot Abroad. He had The Invention of Lying. I think he literally has 14 stand-up specials. And two of them are HBO specials.
What the fuck does money have to do with what I'm about to... Money has...
You were saying how much you got paid. So I'm just letting you know. He has fucking money. He's had it for a while.
Everybody who hosts that has fucking money. What I'm saying is that Stu got paid $100,000. Okay. Boom. Get the money. Because this motherfucker gave y'all a weak sauce as quote-unquote controversial set. If you don't get y'all... Dude, get the fuck out of here. Them jokes was weak sauce. There was nothing controversial to me that he said, because we live in an age where the internet is 24/7. Everything that he said is something that I have heard, seen before. And dude, like, all right, I'll give you an example so people be like, oh, what is she talking about? All right, so the whole Felicity Huffman joke, right?
Uh-huh.
That she made their fucking license plates? That's a 1950s joke, fam?
Oh,
nobody wants to hear you guys talk about politics and da 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 da. Dude, like, he didn't even really go in. Like, he didn't go in. Oh, well, it's just corporate. Dude, you're a part of all of these corporations. Like, everybody who's watching this shit has bought into the corporations. The motherfuckers who have people sharing it on Facebook and da-da-da-da-da-da. Everybody has bought into the corporation. We are all a part of it. You didn't say anything new or controversial. You didn't break... I'm saying some shit. Go back and watch the sets of, like, comedians who have hosted previously. They have done the exact same shit. Get the fuck out of here.
He's been roasting him for 5 years. And gets in trouble every year.
You want to know what this really was, bro?
What's up?
Alright. So, this was their lowest rated...
Uh-oh.
Hold up. This was his lowest rated Golden Globe, right? But that's not his fault. Okay? That's not about him or about... What it is people don't give a fuck about award show anymore. So what are you going to do if you're the award... Because all these little boards, there's a lot of people who cross between these different boards that create the fucking... The foreign press and all that bullshit. They're voters and board members of different award shows as well. So what do you do for the first award show to kick off the award show season is you get... Who's a motherfucker that's going to say some shit? They have to turn in their script before they fucking do it.
Hold on,
it's already approved. So, like, let's get this motherfucker, and then let's see if we can kickstart our award seasons, because our ratings have been down. Here's the thing. That's not going to change shit because of how the internet works. People are just going to splice up the shit that they want to see, and then they're just going to do it like that, or they're going to DVR and fast forward through the bullshit. Boom. That's what it was.
You think Kevin Hart was more valuable as a sacrifice because he wasn't going to say anything that was going to get attention. But if you sacrifice his career, that'll get you a little attention.
Yeah.
You got human sacrifice, Kevin. The Oscars, you said he got $150,000? Shouldn't it be like a presidency where you... Well, I guess even the president gets paid. Certain positions, I don't think you should get paid.
A majority of, like, the big show, like, the big award shows, they get paid to host it.
Listen...
And the writers get paid. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
At our level, a lot of people put you on and say, like, your exposure is your payment. And you go out of pocket to get that exposure.
Now, you want Chris Rock or Ricky Gervais promoting your fucking... Your fucking... award show. People want to see what
they got him for
say.
Less than a Super Bowl commercial. Now, you were the first person to hit me up and be like, he didn't really say nothing. And everybody else was like me, was like, I'm just glad somebody... I look at him, I'm glad he's stunting. I don't even care about what he said. I just care that he tried to say something, that he made a moment. I like a moment. I like having memories of someone. But most comics are like, He's our Jesus. The next loop.
No, I didn't say no. I don't think that at all. I think here's the thing. I'm not the biggest Ricky Gervais fan. My whole thing was this. Is okay. I would dap him up if the jokes were good.
Oh, you're just being a purist.
The jokes weren't good, bro.
They were all right. They were better than half the Netflix specials.
No.
Ricky's problem is he's way behind American comedy. Like, Patrice always said England's like 10 years behind America. So he's doing shit that would be super cool 10-15 years ago, but that's where his head is at in terms of like edginess. That's why he's like, oh, you mean the atheist?
It's like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about that, but he's stuck in that mindset of that's what stunting is. Mm-hmm. He's an old man. He gotta be what, 50-60 years old?
Sebastian Maniscalco is 50 years old.
I will never understand your love of this Sebastian Maniscalco.
I will always love him. Here's the thing.
He stinks.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. I like him. You don't. Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, what boxes did he tick? You like, Ricky, you ain't say enough. Sebastian saying something?
Well... Here's the difference.
What's a risk he took? He bombed at the MTV Awards.
Well, anybody's gonna bomb at the MTV Awards. The MTV Awards ain't even. The MTV Awards is a bomb.
Chris Rock, it was like a moment. It was exciting shit to see
that
him.
That was 30
there.
Years ago.
I'm old
literally.
As fuck.
That was 30 years ago, bro.
Anybody else remember Tupac and Biggie's mom coming out and hugging? Puffy doing I Will Remember You right after Biggie got shot. These were moments.
All right.
They were exciting.
Okay. All right, so, dude, you can feel however the fuck. I'm just saying this. Is that the context is that Ricky Gervais was like, everybody's like, I'll give you the equivalent. I got the perfect example
of
this.
Put a knife in my belly.
It's the equivalent to when somebody comes out and says some basic shit and everybody calls them brave. Oh my.
I'm gay.
Yeah. They're so brave. It's just on a different spectrum. It's the exact same shit. Like, I'm like...
Well, that's how bitched up comedy has gotten. I mean, so did you watch Dave Chappelle? He got his Mark Twain Award. Clap it up. Yay.
Deservedly so.
He went on stage and he said, I'm gay. Can't wait to see what this does for my career. He said, he's not afraid of free speech. and he'll stand up for anybody's right to do it. Even if he doesn't like what they're saying, he stands up for the right to try and say something. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts?
Well, you just left it right there. Like, okay.
I was just painting a picture. I'm hoping you'll
critique it. All right. So
we're in a gallery.
No, I agree with him. I agree with Dave. Like, yeah, I don't know what else to say, but like, yeah, you have to. You, as hard as it is, you have to allow the opposite viewpoint to have the same microphone as you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to. Because...
Now, that means not deplatforming. Even if you hate them. Even if you think it's dangerous, it's going to warp their fragile little minds. Their free speech is your free speech.
Yeah, here's the issue with that, though. There's public access, but those are private entities, bro. Those are companies.
It's all and GE owns everything.
You know,
there's four corporations in the world. We all work for them.
Well, nonetheless, you know what I'm saying. But no, do I think that free speech should just ring out? Yeah, because at the end of the day, if you want to be able to say what the fuck you want to say, you have to know that there is somebody on the spectrum that is completely opposite of you that feels the exact same way. It just might not be in the same perspective as you. Like, the act is that's true equality, the act of recognizing that we are at the same, we're on the same plane, but different perspectives. You know?
Mutually assured respect. Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't gotta agree with your ass, but
when it came out, I found out through YouTube, and they were releasing it in drips and drabs. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't find his for the longest, but the rabbit hole led me to Eddie Murphy. Did you watch his acceptance speech? He went up there and did about 5 minutes of Cosby jokes. Some hard rape jokes.
Oh, I do remember when that happened.
And he's like, I'm Eddie Murphy, suck my dick. So, those are some great speeches you guys should go check out.
When comedians beef, they beef forever. For...
So, Cosby allegedly, called Eddie, and I think he told him not to use the N-word anymore. And then... Eddie called Richard Pryor, and Richard Pryor was like, fuck that nigga. So Eddie went with Richard's advice, and Eddie...
It wasn't that. It was that...
No, he said that in one of his specials.
No, that... Yeah, that it was... It wasn't just nigga. It was just... He was cursing and all, like...
Pull your pants up.
Yeah.
So Eddie recently, or at this Mark Twain Award, came out... Or no, maybe it was the SNL.
444, right.
Where he was like,
Jay-Z's pull your pants up.
He's like, if you had told me 30 years ago that I would be a married, stay-at-home dad, Cosby would be a rapist in jail, I'd have took that bet and I'd have lost.
That shit was funny, though. That shit was funny, because, yeah. I mean, Eddie got caught with a tranny. Transsexual.
They never address it.
Hey, man, he gotta talk about that. I mean, outside of the... They caught him somewhere, like, the paparazzi caught him somewhere. And he was,
so I got to try to... He's Mr. Cool. Yeah.
He was smooth with it. I was like, damn, like, he really... Like, he addressed it, but in a way that was like, yeah, she was looking good. So the fuck what? Then smash.
Oh, so you don't like Caitlyn Jenner?
That bitch is washed.
I haven't heard her in the news lately.
Good.
Next. Luis J. Gomez did not respond back.
Of course he did.
Guys, check out Philip Wave. It now includes Lewis and Kill Tony. I took today off. I have half an idea. I just want to get it all together before I make another one. Philip Wave on YouTube. Go watch the series. It's absurd. It's wonderful. You remember Stan? Eminem's Stan.
Mm-hmm.
He's not written me back.
He did a song with Screwface, though.
Recently?
Yeah.
I checked out his album,
mm-hmm.
and he has all the worst traits of Eminem. Just chasing women, crying a lot of feeling sorry for himself. He's very 1998 Eminem.
Why even rap that? Like, do they even have, like, do they have, like, rap cover people? Like, is he going around, like, he should hit the circuit.
He's got these just, exciting.
And just go as Stan and do, and be like a cover rapper. And just go as Eminem, like, circling, because that's the Eminem everybody want, but Eminem won't go back to it.
Yeah.
So just dye your hair blonde, throw on a visor backwards, some baggy fucking Nike sweats, and some Nikes on your feet, a t-shirt, a white, I can't say white beater no more, tank top, and then call
whoop
it
that
a day,
trick.
Bro. Get a Detroit D tattooed on you somewhere, and... live your best life making $1,100 a night rapping songs that you already know the lyrics to.
Haven't heard your real voice since Slim Shady LP came out. I did want to get his attention. So what I've been working on, and what is coming together, is I'm going to be releasing a diss track.
Oh, God.
Against Stan. It's a lot of fun to rap. Then my notes on
please
my
please don't be please don't be Blueface. Please be on beat. I can't stand, dude. I can't stand offbeat motherfuckers when they rapping. Like, that's the one point that you lyrics and some type of pocket that you find that you rapping on a certain beat. But when I hear motherfuckers just fucking, I'm like, dude. Like, I don't care how good the lyrics you think are, because you cannot do this on beat, I can't listen to you. That's the reason why I can't fuck with Blueface.
Now, I'm 37. I've never rapped before.
Oh, God.
And I have no rhythm.
Oh, God. You should have called. You should have called.
I didn't want to tell with apologies about it, because I figured they'd tease me, and I, like, let me go through with my dumb idea and tease me about the product that comes out.
You trying to save face ahead of time? You fucking douchebag. Hey, listen, dude. If this shit is fucking trash, let me hear that shit before you put it out.
I'm doing my best to make these bars tight as fuck. Pulling some punches.
Yo, man, like... really play with your voice and see what's gonna fuck with it.
It's very cartoony. It's all over the place and it's funny.
Alright, okay. Cause
now,
like,
my OG ain't come through with the beat yet.
Wait, what? what?
And I don't have access to studio time, but next week.
What type of funny? Because if it's like Lil Dicky funny, please keep it.
It's evil, naughty, funny.
Okay.
I'm going to be meeting up with B-Class in Leroy Hits.
Okay.
We're going to get in the studio.
Okay.
We're going to see what happens.
Wait, when is this happening?
This is next week.
When?
B-Class is out of the country right now. He's a real rapper.
Yes, he is. He's really
fucking
good.
Fucking doing shit. But when he gets back, we're going to smoke
when
and
is
do
the
a
day?
Podcast.
What day is
next
this?
Next Thursday. Now, guys, don't ruin the surprise. Don't tattletale on me. I have an idea for a video to put with it. We're going to do full release. And the cover art, you remember those signs, it's okay to be white?
Yeah.
I'm going to put duct tape over the white. It's going to say it's okay to be Dennis. It's the name of the track. And I'm going to put him on the stroll. Let's see what happens. I call him Denise.
Well,
Denise is cute
name.
To me. I'm about to push up on her. See what's happening.
His name is Dennis?
Stan, you're going to have to prove yourself. Like, Nick Cannon's not going to fire back. But if you don't body me, then you're fired. You better quit YouTube if you don't body me.
Nah, bro, like, See, the thing with these little rappers like that, they are clout chasers. Like, your numbers gotta be a certain amount for them to even.
Cause on if his they, Twitter, he brags about Eminem retweeting him. And he got his like them views up there.
Shit, I'm like, Trump, that's sad.
He's sad to me.
That's sad.
S2M, sad to me.
So guys, dollar sign AD.
Get excited. I'm also beefing with Blanco, Rico, and Gas Drip Digital. Bitches, I'm gonna call you out on this track too. Bruh! With apologies. Hey, RDA, LLC. Bruh!
Don't go Chet Hanks on us. Did you see Chet Hanks?
Who is that?
Tom Hanks' son.
What'd he do?
Well, first off, he has a rap career.
Uh-oh.
And
does he look just like his daddy?
No.
Just friendly for days?
Once we turn this off, I'm gonna pull this shit up. This shit's hilarious. Check out the Happy Corner Podcast.
It's downloading on iTunes now. Yep. With apologies, this Sunday.
And on Spotify and SoundCloud.
Philip Wave will be back next week. I got half an idea, guys. Let me work it out. Just keep it funny. All right. Bye.
All right. Give it up. Keep it going for your next comic, okay? The very talented Ian Ellis.
Ian Ellis! Yeah, man. Guys, I once made jokes about a special needs child. And I got in a lot of trouble. And part of the problem is that I made a voice that sounded like our last comedian. I just want to say, man, tread lightly. It's a touchy subject. Owls. Do you know what an owl is? KB taught me this. It's an old white lady. There are owls on the internet. Whoo! That have made videos exposing me. I'm a derelict and a bad influence on children. A 12-year-old stumbled across one of my videos. Scarred for life. His mother is outraged. Name is Marley Justice. She made YouTube videos about me. Tread lightly. Don't think you can't get body. Brian A. got haters. My son has entered terrible tubes. He's throwing fits. Terrible. I looked at him today and I was like, you would not have survived my childhood. Favorite toy is a lawnmower. All he does is push it back and forth all goddamn day. Hard as he can, fast as he can. Vim, vim, vim! His favorite game is run it into my fucking feet as hard as he can. The less I'm paying attention, the better. I could have done that to my dad one time. That toy would be a traumatic memory that I don't like to bring up. But I let him have a childhood because I love him. It's toys that traumatize me. It's a Netflix show. The toys that made us. Ooh, a retrospect of the 80s. I had post-traumatic stress about three of those action figures. Oh, that's the one we don't talk about. Toys in my house just went missing. My mom would ask, I was like, you asking too many questions. He's acting like I was in the mob. That toy just got buried in the backyard. Shit happens. I don't know what happened. Got lost in the shuffle. Toys before, it'll be toys after. It's fine. Let's keep going. Why are we focusing on this toy? Bam, bam, bam! Weed is legal. I'm going to treat it like it's not, just to be polite. It's legal to drink. I'm not going to be drunk at work. Don't show up to work high. You can't fry chicken high.
Hazardous to your health. You might burn your fingers. This is serious injuries. Don't lose your job being high. It's more fun this way. Iran is mad at us. It's World War III, you guys shaking in your boots. Pussies. Our army is like 24 times the size of the next best army, which is like China, Russia. Iran is like 47 on the list. They ain't got shit. Fuck them. Be mad. It's America. What you gonna do, bitch? You're gonna fucking roll over. You guys aren't patriots. Alright. My name is Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Yeah. Know what it's been. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple. Yeah, you know what it's been. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple. Yeah, you know what it's been. It's the same dude, all we do is win. Yeah, got the track blasting. Get a keg up in the house, that's fast. And never stop when you see me, you know all the time. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple. I'm living college life, homie. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple. White kicks, purple kush. This is college hitting blunts after hitting books. Soon as I hit the keg, dudes be getting shook. Start looking for your girl where she getting took. Cause I'm inside, the music bumping. Hit the bar, frat star, so I'm drinking something. And I got the jungle steady juicing. Social life swagger carried out with perfect execution. Hear them haters talk, but you know that they be losing. I'm trying to walk the walk for the major of my choosing. Chet Hayes, baby, yeah, make it hot. No chase, straight to shots. Yeah, you know what it's been. This is in you, all we do is win. Yeah, got the track blasting. Get a keg up in the house, that's fat. And never stop when you see me, you know all the time. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple. I'm living college life, homie, till the world is mine. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple. Got a call from the brothers in the frat house. I'm with my girl, kinda get up under that blouse. She a freshman, but she a freak though. In the bed, but the lady in the street, yo. I'm down at Pico, and don't know what the time is. That's what happens after drinking all of those Long Islands. Have a good time, smile back. Everybody in this bitch is a wildcat. Yeah, you know what it's been. It's the same you, all we do is win. Yeah, got the track blasting. Get a keg up in the house, that's fat. And never stop when you see me, you know all the time. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple. I'm living college life, homie, till the world is mine. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple. And man, I'll tell you once that I got no time for fake bitches and bitch punks. Just got time to make riches and split blunts. So keep on hating. Meanwhile, I'm celebrating. I'm stating I no longer got the patience to keep on rating this college on the basics of girls, money, and weed. Cause it's funny to me. I've been here 1 year, but I already got all three. Yeah, you know what it's been. You know what it's been. This is Northwestern. Check it, man.
Up in the sun,
North campus to South campus.
White and purple, Bob
to Allison. Near the lake, past the rock, whatever. All we do is win.
White and purple, white and purple, white and purple.
Chet Hayes. You know what it's been. This is in you. All we do is win. Got the track blasting. Get a keg up in the house. That's fat. And never stop when you see me. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple. I'm living college life, homie, till the world is mine. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple.
Sorry, boss.